Weiter in Shas, we're in Chulin Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. Pick it up about four lines up from the wide lines, the middle of the page, and that is second to last word, Tana Rabbanan. Hatzav Lamineo. This is one of the Shmona Shratzim. It says that's a tzav, and that's Lamineo to its variety. The fact that it says it's a lush Lamineo, Lahavi, it's coming to include in that our Vad, Uben, and Afilim, the Salamandra. That's including these three things. A tzav is understood to be like a type of toad, like a frog type creature, and the Arvad says Rashi is a mixture, a crossbreed between a toad and a snake. The Ben Nephilim and the Salamandra, the Ben Nephilim is a type of lizard, and a Salamandra Mistama, a salamander. Remember those when we were kids and even when we were adults? Okay. Ukushaya Rabbi Akiva Magiela Pasak Seomer. Akiva would get to the following Pasak. He would say, when it says Atsav Lamineu, you'd say Mora Buma Secha Hashem. Ah, how great is Hashem! How great are your works, Hashem! Kulam bechachma asisa. Yesh lechabrios gedelos bayam. You have these creatures that they grow in the sea. Yesh lechabrios gedelos bayabasha. That they grow, they come from the ground. The shebayam il mali olos bayabasha miad mesos. If those are in the sea, came on the ground, they would die immediately. Shebayabasha il mali yordos layam miad mesos. And if those are on the dry land, they would go down to the sea. They would also die right away. Yesh lechabrios gedelos baor. You have some that are created in fire. And Rashi says this is talking about the Salamandra, so I don't know if that's the same ones again. Bavish Rabios Gedils Bavir, they grow from the air. Shabor, Maliolus, Lavir, Miad Mesos, Revir, Eliodus, or Miad Mesos. Each one went to the opposite place, would die immediately. Mora, Abuma, Secha, Hashem. Ah, how great are your works, Hashem. Tani Rabban, Kol Shish Be'abal Shish Be'yam, Chutz Menecholda. Everything that you find on dry land, you can find also in the sea, something which is similar to it, except for a chulda, except for a weasel, which is only found on the dry land. Om Rabbi Zera, Mikra, whatever Pasuk it says this, Hazinu Kol Yosvei Chalid. Listen, all you dwellers of Chalid, the land of the dwellers. Rashi says, Yosvei Ha'aretz, Shumakom Yushav, the Chuldos, the place for Chuldos. People that live on the land are called these ideas. What's that lushin over there? The people of the world that live in the land and on the ocean and on the water, that they're considered by the pasuk like dwellers of Chalad, because the only place that Chuldos are, the weasels are in the, on the dry land. Amrav Huna Bredu of Yoshua, Beibari Denarash, Einan Min HaYishuv. The beavers from the city of Narash, Bevari de Narash, Eina Mina Yishuv, they're not from the settled area, meaning they only live in Maim, Ashes Chayos Mitsuyos, Be Oso Makom. Bevrunash, says Rashi, Einu Mina Yishuv, Einu Gdoilos, Elam Maim, they only grow in the water, Kol Mavasar, Mavasar, Maim. Okay. Amar Papa Bishamta Narash. Oh, we mentioned Narash. So Narash should be in Shamta. It should be in Cherim. Tarbe Mashke V'al Yisei. It's fat, its hide with the basar and its tail. Rashi explains that unfortunately they were klomer kol yoshevei rishayim kulam yubishamta. All of them are rishayim. Rashi says chela va'or im abasar va'aya klomer kulam kikatan kigadol. I mean, it means everyone there. The kikatan gadol would be a great var to say. Are you kidding me? That place tarbe mashke val you say. They're all like that. Okay. Another statement about Narash. That Eretz Shimi Dvar Hashem, a pasuk in Jeremiah. Oh, land, hear the word of Hashem. Amar Papa, Lo Avanara Shmoa Dvar Hashem. This area didn't listen, would refuse to listen to the words of Hashem. Rashi says, L'fisha Kulanai Rishayim, all of them were Rishayim. Amar of Gidl Amarav, Narsha. Nashkach minei kachach. If you have someone from this place, Narsha, and he kisses you, count your teeth, says Rashi. Says the Rashi Hakadosh, Imnish Nash, however you pronounce that word, Echad Miyoshvei Nash, Mana Sheinecha Im Timtsoim Kulam Ki Muchsak Ganavu, because they are Muchsak to be Ganavim. Once you mention them, let's talk about someone else. Nahar Pekoda Levayach Miglima Shapir the Chazi Alach. If you have someone from Nahar Pekod, he's walking with you on the road, you should just know it's because he saw your nice clothing and he basically wants to steal it from you. So be careful. Pumpedisa Levayach Ashne Ushpizach. If you have someone from Pumpedisa, who's with you, so make sure you change where you stay, because he's going to find out where you're sleeping and he's going to come back at night and he's going to steal from you. She says, you make sure he doesn't know where you are. They are expert ganavim. One time I went to a place, a city, I says, Makom Rishayim, Umar B.A. Kilayim, a place of Rishayim, and then they do Kilayim. I went to the city over here, right, they crossbreed animals. It's called Vad. And I saw that there was a snake hanging around a toad. And Rashi says, Kol Shah Haya Niskak, I'm sorry, Kol Shah Haya Matsoy Etzlo, the Haya Niskakimo, Kidamrinim Kidushin, was all the time, they're Machana Haimish over there. They were doing their thing. Liyamim Yotza Arvad Mimineim, and after they saw there was an Arvad that came from it, and this Arvad was this dangerous animal we saw before. Oh, we didn't actually mention there's a famous Gemara, but anyway, this Arvad was doing Rashi's Haya Noshech Bnei Adam. It was biting people who maimis and killing them. Kidamrinim Bebrachos, like the Umar in Brachos, Gabi Arvad, the Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa. What's the story of the Arvad of Chanina Ben Dosa? Is that people said, oh no, there's this Arvad that's coming along and it's biting people and it's killing people. And Rav Chanina ben Dosa said, oh, where is it? Where's this Arvad? And they told him where it was, and he came over there. This is all in the Gemara Brachos, Lamed Gimel. And he said, show me where it is. And he went over there, and what does he do? He put his heel by the mouth of where the, you know, that comes out of the ground, and it came up and bit him, and the Arvad died. And Rav Chanina ben Dosa picked it up, and he said, you should know, it's not the Arvad that kills people, but it's sin that kills people. And then what did they say? It said, woe to the man who's met by an Arvad, and woe to the Arvad that is met by Rav Chanina ben Dosa. And then it goes like this. Now, it says, Shabasi lefnei Rabbi Shimon ben Chassid, when I came from Rabbi Shimon ben Chassid and told him what I saw, Amali, he said to me, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Haim neviu bria shelo barasi Ba'olami, this people of Vad, they brought a creature that I didn't create in the world. When they breed these different animals, I didn't do it. Afani avi aleim bria shalabrasi. Well, I'm also going to bring a creature that I didn't create in my world. I'm going to bring upon them in our Vad to punish them, mida kenega mida, because of their behavior, what they did over here. So therefore, that's going to come about. How could a snake and this toad, how could they have a child? Any type of, you know, animals that, the way that they have intimacy and the time that it takes them to give birth, if they're similar, they're able to go ahead and they can nurse from one another, they can have this relationship. It's not gonna work. Right? So how is a snake that has, you know, a long period of gestation till it's born, how can it come from this other species, you know, the snake and the, how can this survive come about? Nes was a miracle within inside of a miracle. First one is the fact that they can relate with one another. And the second one is that the pregnancy and the birth came from these two species that have different types. Hi, poor Anusahu, but this is poor Anusa. This is a bad thing. This is misfortune, right? That there is this thing that comes to the world. Hashem wouldn't do a miracle that's going to bring out something which is going to be bad for the world. My nesh b'zolchanes wasn't mean a miracle. Liparanus, like this also is something which is good, and that is it's for the punishment of the Rishayim, actually Kedili Parman and Rishayim. So that's a good thing that this happened. Says the next Heilige Mishnah, Ha'ever v'abasa meduldalim b'beima. Back to the discussion of dangling limbs. You have this limb in the flesh that's dangling from an animal. Mitamin, they're mitame. Tumas ochin bimkoman. They give over a tumma of food in their place, I mean, even while they're still attached to the animal itself. Rashi says, "Afabishem chubarim, imchishav aleim laachilan lovdikchavim v'yadmain tefidim lovdikchavim havi ochel lekabel tumah. It's ochel lekabel tumah ulatame achem. The tumas atzman ein v'en ad shiitlashu kulan k'di alfinim b'gamar and amabeis aval mekabum tumah min asheretz umitamin ba es achem." But even though they're still attached over here, and live animals aren't able to become tame, like we're going to see,
Said, like we saw a while ago, dangling limbs and flesh can acquire tumah and give over tumah as food. So if someone decides to give them to a guy, right, to eat it, and they made it as food, they can acquire and convey tumah solchin, even while they're still dangling from the animal itself, which srichin hechsher. But they need hechsher in order to be mekabel tumah, right? That's, you know, through Rashi says lovo b'mayim pamachas la'achash and adal del v'shuv mekabel tumah alam esenikim mekabel tumah forever. Beep, turn the page. Kuf chav zayin amud base. Whoa, that's a mouthful. Okay. Let's say the animal is shechted, then this dangling limb and flesh become huchshar for tumah from the blood of the animal itself. That's going to be machshir. Divri Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo hukshar. No, they're not muchshir lekabel from that. Mesa behim, the animal dies without being shechted. Avasa tarch hechshar, then the baser needs hechshar to be mekabel tumah. Ha'ever metami mishim revichai, and the aver is going to be tami because of aver mechai. And every time mishim revichai, but not because of aver from a nevela. Divi Rabbi Meir, as I gazak Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Mitai. Rabbi Shimon says that it's going to be tar, and the Gemara is going to explain what's going on. It says Rashi Mefarish B'Taimei in Kovim Kufchav Tess. Here we go. Says Gemara, Tumas Ochlin in Tumas Avela Lo. Right in the first din, when it says the dinging limbs and flesh of a live animal are going to get Tumah and B'Taimei, we're saying Tumas Ochlin, that's what's going to be by these things, but Tumas Nevela, not. It's not going to be Tami Tumas Nevela. Hechidami, what exactly is the case that we're talking about? Ida Meilen Aruka, if this dangling thing can regenerate and become fully attached to the animal, then I feel Tumas Ochlin Nami Lolitami, then it shouldn't be even Tumas Ochlin. If Ida Ein Meilen Aruka is not able to do that, then Tumas Nevela Nami Lolitami, it should be Mitami Tumas Nevela. Like it's Avram Menachai, Tumas Nevela, they mostly suffer, it can't regenerate and become attached to it, therefore it shouldn't be considered part of it all. So we can say like it fell off. However, the Gemara Leolam the Ein Ma'alan Ruka, really, it's not going to regenerate. V'shani Tumas Nevela, but the Tumah of Nevela is different by because the Rechmana Amar Ki Yipol, it says, and there will fall. Right, so when it falls, Achi Yipol, it's got to be only once it falls. If it didn't fall, then it's not going to be into that category of Tumah. Tanya Nami Yach, the Braisa which supports this, Ha'ivra Ba'basim Adudalim Be'behemo Ma'orin V'chutas Ha'ar, that are attached by a tiny strand of hair, Yachli Yitamah Tumas Tevela, you thought maybe Tumas Tevela, Tamad Loma Yipol, Achi Yipol, until it actually falls. V'afilo Achi Tumas Ochlin Mitamo, but still, they are going to be Mitame Tumas Ochlin, even though this thing is considered attached to the animal, and by Tumas Ivra Menachai, right, they're not going to be mitame, but they are considered detached in reference to Tumas Ochlin. Masayla Rabbi Chiya Barashi, this is something which we're going to support the Rabbi Chiya. Our Mishnah supports the dinner of Chiya Barashi. Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Amr Shmuel, Te'enim Shetzamku Be'ibayim, figs that shriveled on their branches. Right, while they're connected to the branches. Mitamas Tumas Ochlin. And mitame Tumas Ochlin, even though they're considered hanging from the tree. Vatolish Mehen B'Shabbos Chayev Chatas. But someone who plucks them on Shabbos is going to be Chayev. Right, so we see these figs, even though they're attached, they're still mitame, but they're considered like they're not attached to that, but they're considered attached enough that if you pull them off, they're going to be Chayev for pulling it off, you know, plucking off the tree. Lehman Misaile, you want to say that the Braisa supports Shmuel, Yerokos Shetzamku Be'ebeim, if vegetables that shriveled on their stem, could go in a kruvad las, like cabbage and gourd. They became very hard, like wood, when they end up drying up. Rashi says, "Shalach Hashem yuveishim harei ke'et spainim uri lachila, not able to be eaten. Any metamit to masochim, they're not going to be metamit to masochim because they're not edible in that state. Ktsatsan v'yibshan metamit to masochim. But if you cut them off and you dried them, right? You dried them, then they're going to be they're going to convey the, you know, tumah." So now we say, what does it mean? Ktsatsam v'yibshan, it's like exactly what you would think the Braisa means, that he cut them down and he dried them? Eitz ba'amahu, right? This cabbage or gourd is just wood and is not susceptible to food tumah. It's like ba'al menas liyabshan. It means in order to dry them out. In other words, they were still fresh and they were moist and you can dry them out and he cut them off, they were still fresh and the purpose was drying them out and using them for wood, and he wasn't going to eat them. Right, that was the goal over here, eat them fresh. And the Braisa is telling us that even though they're not intended to use this food, but just for wood, there's still going to be makabel tumas ochlin, as long as they remain moist. So taima de kuva de lasa. The reason the Braisa says that the shriveled vegetables are not makabel tumas ochlin is because we're talking about cabbage and gourd. Kivet de yipshan la b'nei achilin, and once they become dry, they're not able to be eaten. Hashab here is matame, but other stuff, which remains edible even when they dry out, they're not going to be even tumas ochlin. Echidami, what are we talking about over here? I'm sorry, they are. They do. They do metame tumas olchin. Hey chidami, what's the case that you have to tell us this? Idi yipshan hein v'uktsayim shita. Like, if it's talking about that both they and their stem is dried up, it's obvious that the edible parts of other vegetables are going to be metame tumas olchin because they're considered detached from the ground, even in reference to pulling it from Shabbos. So you wouldn't have the bias to tell this straight up. We don't need that. El alav below uktsayim. We must be talking about a case where they dried up without their stems drying up. So the Braisa is supporting Shmuel's din that dried out edible stuff connected to the ground by fresh stem is susceptible for food tumah even though it's considered attached to the tree in reference to Shabbos. So Gemara, nah, not true, not a raya. Le'olam hein ve'uktsein. Really, the Braisa is talking about a case in which both they and their stems dried up, and there's no chiddush either in the Braisa's saying that. About cabbages and gourds, or the mashmos of other vegetables. But the Tana needed to teach the second din that if you cut them down when they're moist, in order to dry them in wood, they're still going to be mekabel tuma. They're mukshel lekabel tuma as long as they're going to be moist. And therefore, he said the first din the Braisa said to bring out the second one. So you can't bring a rye over here. There's a, you know, this can't be a mesayeya. From that first din to the ruling of Shmuel. Tashima, let's try, come along and ask the question. Ilan Shenif Shach Ubo Peiros. You have a tree that split and it broke off from it, and there were fruits on it, and the branch that broke off. Harein conclusion, you can say the talush. Right, even if they're moist. Yavshu, but if they dry it up and while they're still attached to the tree, Harein Kimabuchubarin, then they're considered like they're attached. So you pull off on the shop, it's going to be chayev. My love, or when we're saying the matlushin l'chol devrayim, it's just like the Braisa, means the fruits of the broken off branch are considered detached in reference to everything, even about tumas ochlin. Af mechubar l'chol devrayim, so too the Braisa means that the fruits that are dried up in the tree are considered attached in regard to everything, even the tumas ochlin, which knocks off Shmuel's din, that figs that shriveled up on a tree are looked at as detached, like they're tallish in reference to the tumas ochlin, but attached in reference to Shabbos. Says Gemara, midiyiria. What is that, a proof of anything? Of course not. Hot kedisa v'ha kedisa. This din, the din of the fruits and the branch that broke off are considered detached. That's its own din. And this din of the fruits that dried up and the tree considered attached is its own din. Right? So the Braisa says that the fruits of a broken off branch are considered detached. It means in regard to both Shabbos and Tumas Ochlin. And when it says that the dried out fruits of a tree are considered attached, it means only in reference to that of Shabbos. In reference to Tumas Ochlin, they're considered detached and they're from a Kabbal Tumah, according to what Shmuel actually says. Okay, we said the next part of the mission, the animal is shechted and this dangling limb and flesh are now hukshur lekabel tuma because of the dam. That's what Meir says, and Shimon says, nah, they're not mukshur. But my kumifli, what's their machlokas? I'm a rabbi, but behema nasis yad le'ever kumifli. They're arguing about whether or not a behema, right, the entire body of the animal becomes a yad for the dangling limb. Mar Savalei, ein behema nasis yad le'ever. That's where Shimon says it's not, that doesn't happen. Mar Savalei, behema nasis yad le'ever. It does. Abai Amar Bochis Bekotam Nein Gadol Limom Kamifik. They're arguing about when you grab the small thing and the big one comes up with it or not. Rameir says that in the case where someone grabs the smaller part of something and the larger part does not come up with it, the smaller part is still considered connected to the larger one. So if you grab the larger one, it's going to make the small one come with it. As long as if you grab the big one, the small one's coming with it. And Rav Shimon says, the other one says, no, not like this, not considered. It's connected with it, unless if you grab the smaller one, that the bigger one is actually going to be able to rise up with it. And even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that Meir and Shimon are arguing about this din. You have some, you have two parts that are a little bit attached, and one grabs a smaller part and the will not come up with. And the God, the big one does not come up with this, is what they're arguing. Rabbi Yochanan, Rami, the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Yochanan, he is a machlokas Rabbi Meir himself. Me, I'm Rabbi Meir. Ochiz Bekatan, Vingod Olima Reu Kamo. Does he say such a thing? Raminu, but we have a Rameir we know who says, and we learned in the Mishnah in Tful Yom, that Ochos and Nifras and Ma'ura mix us, if you have, let's say, food of Truma that was broken, but it was still partially attached. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Chav Chesam and Aleph. Rameir Omer, Imochis Bakata Vagada Olimo, Elkamo. If you grab the small one, the other one, the big one comes up with it, it's considered connected. Vim Lav, Inakamon. If not, then it's not considered to be connected with it, which goes against what Rabbi Meir said right before. The case we're dealing with over here is that the Mishnah is talking about a case in which a Tful Yom touched part of Truma, and it's full yom. You're not allowed to touch Truma on that day until the nightfall comes. And but what happens is that this Tuma that causes him to now make Truma no good by touching it, that it takes on a certain type of Tuma equivalent to a Shlishi. And that's enough to make the Truma unfit to be eaten, but it's not enough to give it over to other things to convey Tuma to something, because Truma is not susceptible to Tuma beyond Shlishi. So if you have this thing of Truma is contaminated by Tful Yom, touches another thing of Truma, the second article is going to be totally Tahor. So when you have food of Truma that was broken but still attached, then the judgment of whether part of it is considered one unit or two is now directly connected to this idea of when a Tful Yom touches it. If the attachment makes it into one thing, that when a Tful Yom touches one part, then he's making the entire thing no good. But if they're considered two separate things, then only the part that the Tful Yom touches is going to be no good, and the other part is going to be Tahor, even though it's touching the part that's no good. So Remeir is teaching us that this Mishnah is the determining factor whether you grab the smaller one is going to make the larger one coming up with it. So only if it's attached strong enough to allow it to be lifted with the smaller one is considered a single unit. So Machlokas be Zisoser himself. From Rabbi Yochanan, come explain, it says Muchlef is a Shita. Just switch the Shita, right? Switch the Shita. The opinion of Rabbi Meir is switched in the other Mishnah. Right, but okay, so still, right, it comes there. We see from Yochanan's statement that he understands Rabbi Meir told in our Mishnah that two parts of something that are considered one, when you've grabbed the bigger one, it's going to make the smaller come with it. And that goes with Abaye, the way he understood this is Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. My kusha, and what was the problem with Rabbi Meir's first two dinim? Dilma Shani Lei, Rabbi Meir, bin Tful Yom L'Shatumas. Maybe these are two separate inyanim over here. Turns into Tful Yom and other types of Tumma, so there's not an issue. If you're saying it's a Stira, it's a different type of Tumma. Tanya, no, it's not true. You can't make that thing. The Baisa says, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Echa Tful Yom, Echa Sh'ar Tumos. Rebbe says, don't make no difference. Whatever is considered contact or reference to Tumma in general is also that into Tful Yom. Says, come on, Vidilma le Rebbe, lo Shani le Rebbe Meir Shani. Maybe Rebbe doesn't hold that way, but the Rebbe Meir does. So hold the difference to him. No, I'm Rebbe Yishai, I'm Rebbe Yochanan. L'divri Rebbe Muchlef Zashita, according to Rebbe, the definition of contact is the same for Tful Yom and other types of Tumma. So you have to say that the opinion of Rebbe Meir is reversed in the Mishnah of Tful Yom. In the words of Rebbe Muchlef Zashita, our Mishnah of Meir holds that as long as the smaller part can be lifted by the bigger one, they're considered attached. But at Tful Yom, he says that they're not considered attached unless the larger part can be lifted by the smaller one. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.